Hello, welcome to the first episode of the SPN Writes podcast. I am your host Brian, your computer-generated narrator. The stories and observations that I will be narrating all come from writer Shane Paul Neal and are available at either spnwrites.com or on facebook.com/spnwrites. You can support the show by either donating directly or purchasing merchandise. Links for both options are on the website. Beer Money. The story of a child's unusual lesson on the value of a dollar. This past Christmas, through various relatives, my son managed to accumulate what to a four-year-old must seem like a vast amount of money. His newfound windfall has gone largely to the purchase of various treats and toys, much to my mother's merriment. She specifically instructed me that this money was for toys and bullshit. Translation: she didn't want her money going to anything practical. My son, being of like mind, when asked why he doesn't buy his own pizza and junk food when we go out, answers, "You're the grown-up, you're supposed to pay for it." Fair enough. The other part of being the parent of a newfound hundredaire is attempting to teach the value and meaning of money. It's a tall order, especially when you are dealing with a child who is still more entranced by the shine on a quarter than the dull crinkle of a $20 bill. I watched recently as his mother laid out every denomination from a penny to a 20 and attempted to explain the value of each. This is a penny. With a penny you can buy a single sprinkle. That's not very much, is it? To which he replied a succinct and slightly disinterested no. She worked her way up the line of money. A quarter for a bag of chips. A dollar for a drink. 10 for a toy, and so on. At the end, he acknowledged the lesson and asked if he could go back to playing on his tablet. The lesson made me think back to my first real and, in my mind, tragic lesson on the value of money. Before I tell this story, there are a few things you have to keep in mind. 1. To the best of my recollection, the 70s and early 80s were a very strange time. It was, at least in my home, a time of partying and excess. It didn't matter what else was happening, there was always time to celebrate something. 2. My parents were even more strange than the times might have dictated. My mother was and is a firm believer in self-expression. Say what you feel and be who you are. My father, in his ruggedness, believed that mistakes and pain were a part of life. As such, I was afforded a certain amount of latitude. I think for my father, my bumps and bruises and mistakes were the things he was proud of even more than my accomplishments. Between both my parents' life philosophies, I am at times amazed that I survived at all. 3. Parents in general approached child welfare with a much more laissez-faire approach. It was just a different time with very different values. Children were seen as more resilient creatures than they are today. Looking back, you could almost be tricked into believing this was done on purpose. We were given playgrounds made completely of steel and concrete. We drank from hoses. During the summer, we were put out of the house at dawn and told not to return for at least 10 hours, with the only exception being lunch, maybe, and severe injury. Oh, and car seats? Please. You were lucky if the seatbelt in the family car didn't sit so high as to run across your throat. But we were loved. I don't think I was much older than 5 years old. Much like my son, I had accumulated some money between my birthday and Christmas, which were only about a month apart. In truth, I always seemed to have more money than any young child should reasonably have. I distinctly remember my mother borrowing money from me and paying me back with interest. I think $10 cost her too. This was either a product of my mother being kind or slightly embarrassed hitting up a five-year-old for cash. Either way, I was fine with it. Somewhere along the line, probably when I was closer to 2 or 3, I developed the habit of stealing sips of my parents' beer. At some point, that turned into my having my own full bottle. There is a picture somewhere in my parents' photo albums of me in our tiny backyard wearing nothing but a diaper holding a 7-ounce bottle of Budweiser. Now would be a good time to reference the 3 points I wrote earlier. One evening, my father was heading to the corner store and asked me if I wanted anything. "Pick me up a 6-pack," I said straight-faced. My father, just as straight-faced, asked seriously. I told him that I was, in fact, serious, to which he replied, "Go get your money." Looking back, I feel like my father looked at the situation with one of two thought processes. Either A, he was tired of my stealing his beer and appreciated his son stepping his game up, or B, he was going to the store to buy beer anyway and realized he could simply mooch off of mine. Either way, it was a win for him. My mother, however, was far less forward-thinking in her response. "Fuck no. You are not buying a 5-year-old beer." I'm guessing this was her response. I was 5 and this was 35 years ago. My mother did tell me later that she called my uncle, who told her to let me buy the beer. It will be a good lesson. A lesson in what exactly? Who knows? I gave my father $5 and waited for him to return. When he came back, he handed me my pack of 7-ounce buds and 50 cents in change. I looked at the two quarters and I was confused. I assume the conversation with my father went something like this. Me, where is the rest of my money? Father, rest of what money? You gave me $5, the beer was $4.50. You get 50 cents change. Me, but I gave you paper money. I want paper back. Father, it doesn't work like that. Me, the fuck you say to me, old man? Okay, I'm sure that last part didn't happen, seeing as how I am alive to write this story, but I was still pissed. I cried to my mother about how my father cheated me. She also explained how money worked. From what I understand, I wasn't trying to hear it from her either. Under normal circumstances, where normal means that it's okay for 5-year-olds to buy 6 packs of beer, my father would have given me my $5 back, took the beer away, and explain what was a hard-learned lesson. No. Not at all. None of that even came close to happening. I was out $4.50, I'm pretty sure I drank at least one bottle of the worst American beer known to man and went to bed. This was an experience that would change my life forever. It didn't make me more responsible with money. Not by a long shot. I am terrible with money. But, I didn't drink another beer until I was 23 years old. For the record, I didn't pay for it. The SPN Writes podcast was written, produced, and edited by Shane Paul Neal, and is distributed by the Unreasonable Fridays Podcast Network. This and other shows can be found at unreasonablefridays.com. Story narration provided by Brian, with special thanks to Amazon Polly. Music provided by Joaquin Carood and the Jack Plug Blog. Links to the artists are available on spnrights.com.